כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
השם בוקר חבלים. מזמור הלל לנפשית השם. We were going through this beautiful Tehillim Hallel Nafshis Hashem, which we build up our bitachon in Hashem, recognizing that there's no one to rely upon other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzad Hashem, Hashem has every reason in the world to rely upon. Number one, we said that He created the entire universe, the earth and the heavens and the oceans and everything that's in them. And there we have these two psukim, and the psuk passed before us. He does mishpat for the ashukim. Means Hashem is mashkiach on the world. You don't just say He created this immense universe and He's taps from it. He's totally connected. If He sees the people that are ashukim, He eventually makes sure the ones that are causing tzaras for others will get their judgment. Nothing goes unnoticed. Sometimes a person thinks he's getting away with things, but he doesn't realize Hashem is watching, and eventually the mishpat will come. Now, rather, the ones that are suffering will be taken out of the suffering. And those that seem not to have food to eat, but everybody gets food in the end. People that seem to be bound in jail, time comes, they go out. And then, Hashem Hashem. These are things that we really say every day in the Beirut HaShachar. And the stress over here is, we think that we have everything and we deserve everything. We're so self-sufficient. And the way we should really look at ourselves, and we're really people that could have just as well been blind, could have just as well been bent over. And the only reason why we can see and we can and we can stand up straight is because Hashem gives the koyach to see, and Hashem gives the ability to stand up. So this is the thing. You want to be b'teichen Hashem, and we say, well, either imagine without Him, or why should I turn to Him? And then say, you're nothing without Him. Without Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're just bound in your bed, and you're blind, and you're bent over, you can't even stand up. And all that is because Kodesh Baruch Hu, this Hashkoch gave us all these pleasant things, so we should be able to interact properly with life. And Hashem Oyev Tzadikim. We talked, the previous passage talked about the Ashukim. They looked at this Rishonim in the world, but they're also Tzadikim in the world. The ones that Hashem loves are the Tzadikim. So we remind ourselves every morning, I want to be one of those Tzadikim. And that's the way to Tzidkus is this paying attention, making ourselves aware, revealing the truth of the world, not looking at the superficial look at the world, that all these different people are running things. And this is going right, this is not going right. Nobody's running anything. Everything's under the koyach of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the chiyus, Hashem gives them, He gives us. It's true, He gave also the Kodesh Bechira, the person can choose to do something evil. It's a possibility. But those people will eventually get the Mishpat, and we don't want to have to go through that Mishpat. We want to be in the Bechina of Oyev Tzadikim, to be beloved by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shatit Kus. Yes, Hashem will take advantage. Keep our eyes open of all the stokers and chassadim we're getting from Hashem. In fact, like we said, we have to stand up, we're able to walk around, we're able to see and appreciate what we get from Hashem. And do the rest in Hashem. It's Hashem. We have Siyat Hashemai, everything we do in the course of the day.
Olam Shalem Shel Tochen Mechakeh Lecha Bekol HaLashon 03-617-1111